This audio boo, typically I do from my iPhone, but I'm in the studio today and I thought I'd do it from here because I can. So I want to speak on constructive criticism because a lot of people either A, don't know how to do it properly, or B, they cloak their mean-spirited comments in the mask of, I'm just giving you constructive criticism to tell you you suck. So I had an experience today that was a classic textbook example of how constructive criticism should work. As you all know, I have started a webcomic in honor of my dog, a pug named Fender. And while I've been drawing my entire life, I have no clue of the mores and best practices of the webcomic community. So what I've done in promoting my webcomic, I've also delved into a lot of forums, a lot of people that are very, very into the comic culture, and I felt would be of help because I surround myself around those people and I can get best practices and tips and things like that. So I got on this forum and it had a section that says, hey, post a link to your webcomic and, you know, get feedback. And I'm thinking, okay, I can deal with that. So I post on there, hey, my name is Fave and this is my webcomic. Check it out. You know, it's a work in progress, blah, blah, blah. So I go back and I check on it today and I got some comments. This dude went in. I mean, he went into my webcomic and read previous episodes and gave feedback that was just, I'm going to read it so you can see what I mean by constructive criticism. He says, Fave, the humor would fit in on the comics page of your local newspaper. Whether that's a good thing or bad thing, I'll let you decide. But personally, I wouldn't be content ripping off old Garfield sticks, which he's referring to the comic that I, the episode that I dropped last week where a pug named Fender bashed a bunch of fleas. Apparently, Garfield does that to a spider. He goes on to say that when you draw larger and shrink it down, it hides all of the little wobbles and imperfections. Plus, it gives you room to work on the detail. He goes on to say to stop with the multimedia look, which is my, that's my signature move. But he says adding photo backgrounds and props just looks like you're too lazy to draw those parts. There's a technique to combining photos and line art and you don't got it. The big problem here is that you don't yet know what you're doing. That doesn't mean you should quit. It just means you should do the research before attempting to draw something you haven't drawn before. If you really want to improve, you need to start with the basics. Action lines, in which he gives a link to how to draw action lines, and ball and pair techniques, which he also gives another link to how to do ball and pair techniques. You'll get much better, much faster if you learn a few of the core techniques. And that was from this cat. His name is, his username is Rust Monster. And for the most part, he's right on point as far as the size in which I draw and how to make that better. There are some elements of the multimedia that I'm not totally comfortable with, but you know, it's a work in progress. So he spoke to a lot of the things that I'm not sure about anyway. In any case, what I liked about this cat is he shared his feedback. He was honest. He said, this is what I think. He took time to go through the entire page, the entire site. And he gave points on how to improve, gave links. I mean, he just went in. That is someone who is in the spirit of perfecting the art. I took his comments as someone who sees some bad directions and also has had his own opinions, but this is my classic definition of constructive criticism. You know, we got this culture of what we call haters now. It's like we're not allowed to have a preference anymore. But in any case, a lot of people like to say little smart comments and say little things. And in my mind, if you're really about helping each other and collective growth, then you uplift each other. And therefore, your comments and is better received. To the flip side, you have to recognize when you're receiving constructive criticism and not just chalk it up as somebody being a hater. I think it all boils down to your spirit when you are giving and or receiving constructive criticism. So my challenge to myself is to always offer feedback that is not always ingratiating. I know a lot of times that's just my personality. I like to encourage people and find the goodness and greatness in them. But sometimes the best way to extract someone's greatness is to highlight the imperfections in order for them to be addressed, and therefore greatness is better achieved. And if you like and enjoy tearing down people and their dreams and their competencies, then there's something wrong with you. That's my opinion. You are not happy with yourself, because if you're really happy with yourself, you want other people to be happy as well. And you don't get that by tearing each other down. Being honest, highlighting imperfections, and providing ways to improve is at the core of constructive criticism. And it is something that we should all embrace, receive, and distribute in order to make this human experience that much better. So if you want to check out my webcomic, go to apugnamedfender.com, or better yet, just go to allthingsfave.com and you'll get links to the webcomic, the podcast, photography, the business, all that good stuff. So that's how it goes down. And thank you for listening. Peace.